It is Hank FM. Are we still wowing, or is it still? Are we whoa. Okay? That's whoa. A power fade. Whoa. It's Hank.
Not necessarily.
Oh, wait.
Sound the bell.
Please.
Here's the good news.
It is the well-oiled fine-tuned machine. That is
not necessarily the news.
It is. Where, in honor of David Allen Coe, we will try to include stories about mama and trains and trucks and prison and drinking. Speaking of, hey, Hanksters, as we stream live on a Hank Facebook page.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Yep, saw the news waking up. We lost David Allen Coe, the legend, 86 years old. We will do a deep dive coming up here at 7:30 in the Real Country Flashback. And it's almost with him. Which particular story do you want to tell? part of the outlaw country scene, obviously, there in the 70s. No stranger to controversy, I guess is the way to say it. But big hits. And, of course, he wrote Johnny Paycheck's hit, Take This Job and Shove It. But other big ones, of course, will play all throughout the show. Cause of death has not been confirmed for David Allen Coe, but he was in an intensive care unit. His representative says, quote, David, musical treasure, even in his years of declining health, he appreciated all the fans that stood behind him and beside him throughout everything in his life and career. Yeah, a lot of outpouring, obviously, and a lot of tributes, and we'll give ours throughout the whole show to the outlaw passing away on Willie's birthday, David Allen Coe.
Lorenzo Lamas has enjoyed the company of many, many women. But Heather Locklear really takes the cake.
Well, this is heating up.
Uh-huh. The sex symbol revealed that she could be the most amazing woman he's ever met. And whoa. Never saw this coming when they originally they met way back decades ago, probably in the 1980s.
Do they even remember that?
I don't know. I mean, they were on that
a lot of stuff in the 80s.
Cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cover that we're talking about. But he's been married and divorced 6 times.
There you go.
However, says that with Jesus Christ, you can do anything.
There you go, buddy.
Mm-hmm. You also may want to remember the prenup. Jesus might love that, too.
Speaking of, people, it's not, and no judgment, judgment-free zone, trust-free. After a breakup or divorce, sometimes you do weird things.
Yes.
Keith Urban has officially announced his Yacht Rock album.
Oh.
It is called Flow State, and it comes out June 12th. 10 covers, had a lot of guests on it. Little Big Town, John Mayer. Oh, my gosh.
What?
There's a song featuring Michael McDonald.
Oh, look at you.
One
what
song has leaked out. Here it is. It is Summer Breeze.
Oh boy.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Mm.
Blowing through the jasmine
in my mind. Play some of that jazz flute. By the way, also, he was 2 nights ago there in Nashville. Keith Urban inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame. Is it? Inducted a dozen new members into the Musicians Hall of Fame, including Dolly Parton, Keith Urban, and Michael
what?
McDonald.
Oh, this is really your week.
I'm just going to power down the transmitter.
Okay. So, even better news. What? Donald Trump may be headed to your living room. Not the commander-in-chief, but his son, Don Jr., his beautiful baby boy. Word is Amazon putting together an updated version of The Apprentice, which could star the president's chip off the old block. But don't hold your breath. The Trump family has not been approached just yet. However, a guy by the name of Jeff Bezos, well, he was the one who produced another film called Melania. The original Apprentice aired for 14 seasons.
That had a longer run than I think we remember.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out in theaters tomorrow, the anxiously awaited, and it should do really, really well, The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Dose.
Mm-hmm. And it is expected to keep going on. In fact, it looks like it's already greenlit the sequel for the Michael Jackson biopic. So the filming is expected to begin in 2026 or 27. Of course, the current Michael movie, the critics and criticism has been, it's like there's an elephant in the room and the camera pans away from it the whole time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that's left out.
Yeah.
Not the least of which, the obvious. Then there's the other obvious. Then there's the third obvious thing. But other things that people have pointed out, the movie does not include any of Michael's celebrity friends, which is kind of a big deal back then.
Yeah.
And it left out three of his siblings.
I mean, he has many from choose.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Well.
But remember Diana Ross? He was friends with her.
Maybe they'll make it in the sequel.
Number two! Yeah.
And, you know, the other stuff.
There's hope for you, Tito.
No, there's not.
So you know who to turn to for everything sports. And horse racing is no exception.
Sports!
The Kentucky Derby goes down this weekend at Churchill Downs, 6:57 Eastern Time, where the favorite to win is a horse called Renegade, followed by Further Ado and Commandment at number three. Now, the cheapest ticket I could find was $1,200.
Whoa.
So I don't
know. Yeah,
it's
a bougie thing.
I don't think I'll be getting a press pass.
I do declare.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
The luckiest spot is the fifth post. Secretariat, still the fastest winner in history.
Yeah.
And the youngest jockey was Alonzo Clayton in 1892 at 15 years old.
There you go.
But the oldest was a guy named Shoemaker in 86.
Ah.
So there's still hope for us.
There you go.
If you're running in a Cowtown Marathon,
let me know. Different race there, Mark.
It's a little different, but keep going, Mark.
Well, the upcoming foldable iPhone has gotten its name now.
Hello?
Apple will market the new foldable iPhone as the iPhone Ultra. And it also has zero carbs, so that's very exciting for that, too.
Special.
Yeah. And then a list came out of quotes that we say every day that came from popular TV or other such media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what she said from The Office.
Yes.
The tribe has spoken. And that came from Survivor.
Survivor.
Come on down. Price is Right.
Bob Barker.
And, of course.
What?
Yeah, she's at 747.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.